good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I just ran across an article about terrariums, and I'm thinking, how long has it been since you've done a terrarium? Or have you ever done one? Well, probably summertime is not the usual time to start one, but it would be a good time to start one because it takes a little time to kind of get it really looking good, and by winter, what's that? Winter, it would be looking really good. And you could also think about making them for a gift, maybe for a shut-in, somebody that doesn't get to go outside much, or, again, just something that will brighten up and keep something green and living in your house when it gets a little cooler. But now's a good time to start looking for the ingredients, for the container, for the things that you might want to make in a terrarium. And they're pretty easy, and the other thing is they're pretty easy to take care of, and that's a plus for a lot of people. Something they don't have to water every week or fertilize every month or all that kind of stuff. Now, the only thing you might need to do to take care of a terrarium is actually trim back the plants a little if they start growing a little too much. So, some of the things to think about when you are making a terrarium. First thing is the container. And you may think that a terrarium has to absolutely have a cover on it, and a true terrarium does, but it could also be called a dish garden, and without a cover, but without a cover, you are going to have to take a little more watering time. And so it can go either way. I'm guessing most of the time that I think of a terrarium, I think about one that has a lid, something that can, a cover, doesn't have to be a screw-on lid, something that will cover most of the top of the area. But look around, you may have something right handy that you could use. It could be pretty small or it could be very large. Thinking, do you have an old aquarium, an old fish tank that's sitting in your garage or your basement and hasn't been used for a while? That would make a terrific terrarium. But any clear glass or plastic container will work. It's better if it's clear. If it's a little bit of color, a little shaded, it's not going to get as much light in there. I know some people have used those jars that have a little color to them, but it's not going to be as good for the plants as if it's a clear glass or clear plastic. Either one is just fine. Another opportunity here is if you have grandchildren visiting, you want something to do, making a terrarium would be a good thing to do, a fun thing to do. And again, looking around your home or perhaps going to Salvation Army, somewhere like that, a thrift store, you could find a really great container. And as I said, a fish bowl, a small fish bowl up to an aquarium would make a great one. But jars, sometimes you have vases that are fairly large and clear. There are just lots of opportunities when you start looking around for a clear glass or plastic container that does have some kind of covering at the top, is what I would suggest, and you're off and running. So what else do you need to make a terrarium? Well, of course you're going to need plants, but you also want some potting soil, and it's recommended that you don't go out and dig it up in the yard, because that yard soil will have some insects, some who knows what's in there. And you probably don't want to bring those in and put them in your terrarium. They'll just keep growing probably and cause you some problems. So starting out with some potting soil that's been sanitized, so to speak. Or actually you can do that to your soil. I guess that's another whole topic. And you'll also need some small stones to put in the bottom. You need some pretty good drainage in there, so you can pick up stones from your yard. If you do that, be sure to wash them off really well. And if you want to make double sure you're not bringing in any little eggs from insect, etc., you might spray them with a teeny little bit of chlorine bleach or something that will sanitize them. But washing them in soap and water will do the job too. So you need about a 1-inch layer, and of course part of this depends on the size of your terrarium, but about a 1-inch layer of stones in the bottom. And then next you're going to put in that potting soil. And I recommend before you don't just dump the potting soil in because it's very dry. So before you put it in, put that potting soil in a container and add some water to it. So not soaking, but so it's not fluffy dry. You want it so that it kind of goes through your fingers, crumbly. You don't want it wet, like if you squished it, it would stick together. But kind of in between there to have some moisture in it before you put it in your container. Otherwise, when you try to add the moisture later, it'll just all fluff up and mix, and it'll mess up your arrangement. So put a little moisture in the potting soil before you put it in your container. Now, what about plants? Plants are something you want a variety, but not everything different. You don't want six, well, of course, it depends on the size, but I was going to say you don't want six different, very different plants because they'll kind of compete with each other. But you want something that probably that's kind of skinnier, something maybe that has a little bit of texture, something that's a little bit smooth. Ferns are a good thing if they can be small. And remember, you don't want things to grow very fast in here. And you're not going to fertilize it, so that will help to keep the growth down. You will want to choose plants that are pretty small to start with and allow them some space to grow. The size and shape of your container is going to, of course, dictate somewhat the kinds of plants that you choose. Are you going to have a tall, skinny container or a flatter container? And that's going to somewhat depend or tell you what kind of plants to start with. Some other tools that you want. Oh, one other thing that I forgot here. To cover the soil, you will probably want some sphagnum moss, or now I see in the garden places that there's real green moss that you can buy as plants. That didn't used to be available in our market. So that layer of moss, either sphagnum moss, which is kind of dry and gray, or the real moss that's kind of green and lots of different colors of green, really are pretty in your pot. Then as you start putting the pots in, you might need a couple of tools to help you out because, again, depending on how large the opening is at the top, I think it's kind of like building a ship in a bottle. You know, you have a smaller top and you're putting plants down there, and you may or may not be able to get your hand down in there. So, again, look around some tools that you might have, your silverware, a knife, you know, a spoon with a long handle, some things like that. You can make a funnel out of paper or aluminum foil that can help you kind of place the plants as well as the media in there. So that could be a challenge, but hey, that's kind of one of those hopefully fun challenges, not one of those like, oh, I wish I weren't doing this challenges. You may think about you want to prune some of your plants, so you'll need little scissors if you need to trim off some of the lower leaves. And so you've got plants. You can also, depending on how large this container is, you may want some accessories like a little ceramic frog or mushrooms or snails. It's probably, in my opinion, best to choose those that would be more natural looking, like frogs, mushrooms, and snails would all be growing where there is a lot of moisture, so they would be really a logical thing to put in there. But this is, of course, your individual taste, what you would like to put in there, if you want to put anything in addition. Now, in terms of care, as we mentioned, as you first plant it, you're going to have to watch a little bit. If it's ultimately filled with moisture, you're going to have to take the lid off for a little bit or move the lid back. You don't want it dripping like rain in there. So when you first make it, it's, you know, you kind of watch it a little bit. And once you've kind of got that moisture level just right, you probably can just leave the lid on. Probably will not have to water it unless there is not a cover that's fairly tight. You don't need a really, really tight one. We mentioned it will need some light. That's why you're using a clear glass or plastic, but you don't want it sitting in direct sunlight. Man, that would heat that up and that moisture would just fill up the glass really fast. So direct sunlight on a closed, tall, open container will cause the heat buildup also. Just think about how hot that sun gets coming into your windows. So you want bright light, but not direct light. So think about which window you're going to place that in. And we mentioned pruning. Eventually, you may have to prune some of the plants to keep them in bounds, to keep them fitting your container. Fertilization hardly ever is needed because you've got this, you've started with some potting soil that probably has some fertilizer in it. And if the plants thrive, as we said, it should be good. Occasionally, you may have to take the lid off. You don't want to get it moldy in there. So, kind of, well, hopefully you'll walk by it and look at it and enjoy it. And while you're looking at it, you can kind of see if there's way too much moisture in there that's coating the inside of the container, or whether it's starting to look a little dry. Great fun to see how fast the plants grow. Maybe you'll have to take a plant out. Maybe you'll want to add a plant, add an accessory. Another little accessory I forgot to mention is just some little pieces of driftwood. There are some really interesting shapes in driftwood, and that would be a really easy, inexpensive one to add. Now, as usual, when I talk about some of these things, just a really, really quick thing about the history, when did terrariums begin? Well, as you might have guessed, they are very, very old. They're thought to have dated back into the years of Greece, but in the United States, terrarium culture is believed to have originated from in New England, where housewives placed strawberry plants in hand-blown glass bowls. There's another idea. So terrariums have just been popular for a long time, and they've been a very popular 4-H project. So terrariums go on, and we'll see what happens next in the terrarium world. Until next time, here's a thought. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has.